Welcome to Evolution of Self with me, Britannia, consciousness coach and trainer, advanced Ho'oponopono practitioner and general consciousness explorer. In this podcast, I'm going to cover everything that you will need to know to make the shift from a life of automated survival into one of conscious self-awareness. Join me for an insightful, fun and real program with tools and insights that you can take away and apply directly to your own life. Hello. So this week I want to talk to you about jealousy. It's an emotion that I've actually been intrigued about for a while. I'm surprised I haven't actually spoken about it because I learned something about jealousy many years ago and it changed my whole perspective on it. In the past, when I used to feel jealous of someone, and yes, I do feel jealous from time to time, I am a human being. I used to feel so guilty about feeling jealous. I used to feel like I was a bad person, that not that there was something wrong with me, but there was something inherently not nice about me if I felt jealous about somebody, that I wasn't a good person if I felt jealous. But actually, what I've learned is that jealousy, like all emotions, is only there to show you something that you haven't seen before. And what jealousy is trying to show you is that you want something that isn't in your life. But there's a subtlety to jealousy that we quite often don't get. Quite often when we're jealous of someone or something, we think that we want the exact experience with the exact components that the person that we're jealous about is having. But that isn't true. And also, if we come from that space, then it causes all sorts of problems, because that's when, yeah, we don't want to go down that path. But if instead of seeing it like that, you simply see it as an emotion telling you that there's something out there that you desire, that you lack, that you'd like to experience, then you can go off and find your own experience that mirrors that with different components that most likely would suit you better. And when you see jealousy from that perspective, there's nothing mean or horrible or wrong or nasty about it. It's simply your way of telling yourself that there's an experience you'd like to have, something that you haven't experienced or aren't experiencing, which you would really love to experience. And you don't need to steal someone else's partner or steal their job or get their money or take something away from somebody. You can go and create your very own experience with your own partner that you find that might be even better than the one that they have, or your own job, which might be 10 times better than the one they currently have, or your own money, which you've created yourself. So it's not about the exact circumstances. It's about creating what you feel you would like to experience that's similar, but with different components. And as soon as you see that, then all sorts of opportunities open up for you to have a similar experience. And you can even add to it. It might be like the spark that ignites your imagination and you go, whoa, yeah, I'm feeling jealous. So what is it about that circumstance that I really want to experience? And then you can play with it and you can go, oh yeah, but actually what I'd like is I'd like to add a bit of this and I'd like to add a bit of that and I'd like to add a bit of this. And then you're creating your own, very own, unique, personalised experience rather than trying to have something that someone else has got. So it's never about trying to have what someone else has got. It's just using it as a spark to you to see that maybe you'd like to have something similar, but maybe you haven't finished creating what you'd like and you can go off and play with it. So this has been quite a short little one, but I think it's a very worthy thing to know, because we all experience jealousy. We're all human. We all have these emotions that come at us. And it can do us a lot of good to really understand what those emotions are trying to tell us. Because all our emotions are is feedback from our environment, trying to tell us what works and what doesn't work for us and inspire us. As usual, all my links are in the show notes below. So if you want to contact me for coaching or anything like that, you can sort of get my details through my website. The link is in the show notes. If you are interested in any of my online courses, again, the links are in the show notes below. And I'm also doing a monthly Ho'oponopono session. And the link to that is, guess what? In the show notes below. So much love from me to you. Bye-bye.